Hey, everybody. My name's Dakota Fanning, and welcome to the Thursday night two-hour Reebok commercial. Here's your host, Riff.
Hello. Thanks, Dakota.
His hand moved in the toilet. So it'll be a while before he finds his way out. It's like that toilet in Trainspotting. Where inside it's all, you know, beautiful coral reef with some hidden suppositories. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I don't usually lose my shit so early in the show. Welcome to the Thursday show. We're hot on the heels of Rollover, as always.
Woohoo!
We got some questions from last time and some questions from this time. How have you been since the last time you were on the air there, Rifflesby?
I've been good. Been good. Sure.
Anything exciting happened to you in World of Warcraft?
I got on for about an hour the day it was down all day.
Oh.
And
that's exciting.
Attempted to assassinate someone and was promptly assassinated in return by his invisible bodyguard.
So actually assassinate somebody on the opposing team rather than somebody for a quest?
Yeah.
I see. Those rogues.
How about you there? How's your questing been going?
Oh, it's been going pretty well. I got my shaman up to 47. We're being told that there's bad echo. So apparently it's echoing and sounds like a sheep.
Should I just stop saying everything three times?
Maybe. Maybe.
Times.
Maybe. That's a good idea. It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
I agree.
Huh. Apparently we're both echoing very badly.
Oh, there's a cat in my lap.
Maybe that's what's causing the echo. Is it a very, very large cat? Hey, yeah, that's what happens when I turn my mic off for some reason. God damn it. Sorry about the terribleness of the radio here. Anyway, I hope that the sound is okay. If it's not, we'll figure something out. Presumably the music was okay, so maybe we could just have 2 hours of that minibus is playing the Kid Icarus theme song.
Woohoo!
Over and over and over again. What's gone into the game in the last week?
Last thing I remember us putting in was the new Nobgoblin stuff.
Ah, right. Has that happened since we had a show?
It was before your Monday show, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know if we both talked about it. All right. I'm being told that we're echoing, but I have no idea whether or not it's bad. I mean, people tell me that I always have an echo, so I don't know whether it's listenable or not. So somebody needs to tell me whether it's a problem or if it's just, like, I'm just saying. You're echoing. New Nobgoblin stuff. That's old. Ducky Fresh just said, "You're retarded, you're retarded, you're retarded." That wasn't nice.
That's very unkind.
Well, okay, she must be on the 24K stream. Because she's hearing stuff from a long time ago. Now saying ha 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 maybe about the cat thing. I don't know.
I see this show has got off to a rocket start.
Yeah, no, it's been fantastic. Yeah, it's been fantastic. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I had to go do something, but I'm back now, so the show can stop sucking.
We posited that you were stuck in that toilet from Trainspotting. Swimming around in a beautiful coral reef looking for some suppositories.
Something like that.
I remember reading some sort of goofy science fiction book when I was a kid that people jacked into cyberspace via a suppositron. All the computer chairs had holes in them and the guy couldn't figure out why. Yeah.
Wow.
It was kind of funny.
Wow. Is that funny is the right word for that?
You know what I think it was? I think it was Harry Harrison decided to write some sort of comedy
Is that the guy that did Stainless Steel Rat?
Yeah.
I never read those, but I heard good things about
them. He wrote a series of books called...
I read a series of books, too.
Death World. Death World 1, Death World 2, and then he...
Were those the titles?
He got more creative with the third one, which he named Death World 3. Yeah. So, I mean, there's this guy who goes to these... worlds.
Are they death worlds?
You wouldn't describe it as like a cool place. Like it was basically just like about this guy going to all these really dangerous planets and then getting stuck in the wilderness for some reason and having to like fight his way out.
I know, I'm fascinated.
Yeah. I remember this other book that he wrote where the main character like he lived on some planet where the seasons were like 12 years long, and so like the transition between winter and summer was really, really gradual on his planet, and so the people would like lose a layer of subcutaneous fat in like cycles with the seasons, and then he like goes to this really hot planet unexpectedly, and so he just has this seizure where all this fat oozes out of his skin all at the same time. Like, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's just my body adjusting to the climate. And the girl he was with was like, huh, that's nice, I guess. Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, that guy wrote a bunch of books called Bill the Galactic Hero.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of stupid because, I mean, it starts out, like, in the first one, he gets his arm blown off in the spaceship fight, and he goes to the, like, sort of inept military hospital, and they sew another arm on to replace it, but it's another left arm from a black guy. So all of the cover art is him with two left arms and one of them is black. Which wow. I feel like if they had known they were going to write that many books, they might not have stuck themselves with that restriction.
You know what? I heard the other day, I forget who said this, somebody said that Robert Asprin either plays or played the game.
Who's that?
He's the guy that did that whole series of myth books.
Oh, yeah?
Like mythic persons and myth something something. It was a pretty good series. I read them all when I was in, like, junior high.
Huh. I've never even heard of them before. But,
well, really? Hooray.
How did you find out that
Somebody in chat said. I don't know what evidence they had.
You know, I wonder sometimes if there aren't a lot of people that we think are cool that play. I mean, you know, no, I don't, because there are a lot of people that we think are cool to play, but, you know,
absolutely.
I mean, people that we already thought were cool. Yeah. Like Riff, for instance. I was excited to find out that Riff played my game, because I had heard of Riff.
I hear the guy that that writes Dr. McNinja also plays the game, but I'm not entirely sure if it's actually.
Yeah, we're not sure. The account Dr. McNinja has been recently registered, but we don't know if it's him or just a fan.
Huh.
I bought one of his shirts. It's a good shirt.
I wonder if the guy who made Katamari Damacy plays our game.
Probably not. He doesn't like video games.
He's going to sue you guys for humming it on the radio.
Pretty sure that's not his intellectual property.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not.
Just take some of the wind out of the sails of that joke for no reason. That just
well, yeah, but what that means is a much more powerful company is going to sue us because...
Yeah. That's funnier, I think.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess we can jump into the questions here.
I guess we can.
And is there anything you want to talk about, Xenophobe?
Not especially. I mean, did we do anything between your show and this show?
I don't think so. I mean, we've been working on that forest stuff, and but that has not
done anything. And all the funny ha-ha for the weekend.
I created a new monster to go into the forest.
Congratulations.
Yeah. No
new
items. Did
you tell us about that?
What's that?
Is this one you already told us about?
No. Yeah, we talked about it. It's in the. You can look in the item spindler in the location spindler in the new forest. It's the first one on the list.
The new key forest.
The new key forest. You can't exist there because there's too much. There's too much new key. Even though you did it all for the new key. Come on, the new key.
Ba-dum-dum.
Come on, and you can take that kooky attitude and wipe it right off your face. Mister.
Are you done yet?
I was done before I started. The Gum Rum says, that's clever. which is not the gun run, apparently. We looked it up.
I don't think it is.
How much bandwidth do you think you lose to such things as Mallbots and others of that ilk? Not an appreciable amount.
Bandwidth really isn't our linchpin, anyways. What? Is that the right word, linchpin?
I don't think so.
Bottleneck?
Something like that.
I guess a linchpin is kind of like a bottleneck, in that it's one thing that's one small thing that's the important thing.
Yeah.
But...
It was close enough.
I would say that, yeah. Cub says, any chance of having it so when you level up, your HP/MP are fully restored? I know some RPGs have that feature, and it's pretty cool.
I never really felt that made a lot of sense.
It's kind of handy.
I've learned something. Hey, all my wounds are healed.
Yeah. So I've been playing a lot of Oblivion for the last few days, and that's interesting. You don't level up until you sleep in that. You wake up realizing, hey, wait a minute. I understand how to be a better person. Every level has a little story about you learning a lesson about life.
Aww.
You know, that game is a lot of fun, but it's also... I alternate between really enjoying it and just becoming absolutely furious because... the fucking stores are closed at night. And there's no
like
way to allow
real
time to
night?
Pass. It's, no, it's, I mean, it's
some sort of weird,
I don't know how long a day-night cycle is. I mean, it's, it takes, you know, it's maybe an hour every 5 minutes or something.
Is it like a Grand Theft Auto where an hour is a minute?
I think an hour is 5 minutes.
That's kind of irritating.
But, yeah, so, I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if you could... I mean, because, like, you know, Might and Magic 3, Might and Magic 4, those are probably my favorite PC role-playing games of all time, right?
Yeah.
They have a day-night cycle. The stores are closed at night. You know, like, the Mage's Guild is only open at night in that one. But you can just hit a button and cause 8 hours to pass.
Yeah.
You just sit there and 8 hours pass. You can't do that in Oblivion without finding a bed. Even if you just want to wait like 2 hours, you have to actually go sleep for 2 hours.
They should have also like a deck of cards.
Yeah.
So,
so
you can sit and play solitaire for an hour.
Or like a manual on how to twiddle your thumbs or something.
You learn an advanced thumb twiddling skill.
Yeah.
It's
That's got to be the new skill for for our game.
Yeah.
Advanced thumb twiddling.
Yeah. You cause 2 hours to pass in the game.
<It's> just, if you have too many adventures.
Yeah.
You know, twiddle your thumbs.
Yeah, anyway, so it's a fun game. It's I don't know.
Zalan says, someone tells you you can press T to wait outside stores without sleeping for any amount of time.
Whoa, really?
That's what she says.
Press T?
Yeah, the C button in that game.
Huh.
I never played it, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, maybe so. If that just will make you wait till the stores open, that's fucking fantastic. I spent so much time just, like, traveling back and forth between different places using the auto-travel feature because it's just a way of making time pass. Maybe I should have read the instructions. The game suffers from being a, obviously simultaneously developed for the console and the PC. The interface is really pretty cumbersome and terrible.
Hmm.
But, I don't know whether I think the realism is a good thing or not. It's kind of neat because, like, magic items seem to be pretty rare. So, like, when you get one, you're like, ooh, a magic item, you know, instead of like, oh, look, another magic item. I can vendor sell this for twice as much as if it wasn't magic, you know. But, like, you know, I've got, like, you know, I've gone on some quests. You get a reward for a quest, and it's like, whoa, hey, this sword is nicer than anything that I've... you know, any of the 5,000 mundane swords that... It's cool that every time you fight something with a sword, it drops a sword.
Yeah.
It's just a shitty sword, you know?
Man, that would drive me nuts, because I remember playing, like, Diablo, trying to get every single item that dropped back out to the merchants. A game where everybody actually dropped all their stuff, I'd have to kill one guy and then walk back to town.
Yeah, and the trouble is, you'd walk to town and then the fucking store would be closed. And you would be like, fuck you, game! Unless you knew to
hit. That's why you gotta learn how to be...
Can you drop stuff on the ground and leave it?
Yeah.
Will it stay there?
Yeah,
so you could just have, like, massive piles of swords sitting around in town.
See, the thing with Diablo 2 is you don't take everything back. You only take the things that are valuable.
Yeah.
And whenever you're playing in a multiplayer game, you got to learn how to stop fighting and then start cherry-picking all the good stuff off the ground.
Oh, right, so that no one else can have it.
Yeah.
I remember that.
This would drive you nuts, then. Because, like, in the tutorial... you're capable of picking up probably 10 times as much stuff as you can actually carry.
Man, I mean, that's cool, but I don't know. I would seriously have to rethink my inventory management.
Have you been reading Penny Arcade?
Yeah.
They were talking about it. I mean, I think Tyco has the same problem with it. I don't know. There are some really annoying things. Like, there are a couple points, like, Phoenix has been playing it too, and we've both had these quests where it's like, follow somebody, they're doing something suspicious, and then sort of follow them for like a half an hour as they just randomly walk from place to place in town.
Great.
It's like, this is just not fun.
They bought a submarine sandwich, kill them!
But it was a suspicious submarine sandwich.
No,
they called it a hoagie.
Man,
they're not from around here.
Yeah.
Or a grinder.
Or a po-boy.
Oh, I've never even heard that
and
one.
Chud says, from Urban Dictionary, fagabeefy, man of much oatmeal. A moderately handsome man of substandard intelligence. Prone to moments of clarity, but for the most part tries to interest females and slather their genitals with oatmeal so he can take photos. Good old right. Urban Dictionary.
Didn't they, like, release, or, like, publish a book?
Maybe. Urban is this Dictionary. A book where every page is some random word and then... It's when you fuck someone in the clit.
Pretty much.
That'd be a great book.
No, seriously, I think they actually published the book.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
I'm going to go look.
I was interested to find that Rural Dictionary also goes to Urban Dictionary. That was funny that they thought of that.
Yeah, they've totally published the book. You can buy it on Amazon.
What does it say about the book?
What does Amazon say about the book?
Yeah.
I don't know. Book description. Urban Dictionary is a wildly successful site that encourages users to define the world with their own unique terms. In Urban Dictionary, site founder Aaron Peckham, oh wow, Bashy would love this guy, calls more than 170,000 definitions for the funniest, wittiest, and most provocative phrases that define the modern slang scene.
Sunday. Come see the modern slang scene performing live at your local neighborhood theater. Sunday.
It sounds like a very good show.
Arcone says contradiction, and then he links to a picture of a photy of Schlitz.
That's a photy, not a bottle.
You can't find a photy of something and then tell me that something.
Yeah. See, is the whole, thing with that is I've never even seen Schlitz, much less drank it.
It's fucking delicious.
I've never seen it. So,
It was hard to find. Like
you made an entire game about.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I fucking drove all over town. Like, there was this bar down in Tucson where they had it, and it was like a dollar for a can of Schlitz. So it's like, woohoo, that was awesome.
Yeah, and, like when I put the Miller in cans because I'm used to thinking of Miller Lite as the default sort of beer whenever someone says Miller, and that comes in cans more often than not.
Yeah, I just tend to like Miller. I like Miller High Life.
If I hadn't had a bad experience in college with 6-month-old bottles of Miller High Life, I'd probably like it too.
Mm. So it's the only beer specifically mentioned in a They Might Be Giants song.
That's great, I guess.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, it's a good quote too. It's I ain't feeling happy about the state of things in my life, but I'm working to make it better with a 6 of Miller High Life.
Oh yeah, I remember.
That's just that's a good.
That's a decent.
I understand. Right. Ron points out. A bunch of people points out. That I fight, you die. Yeah, we finally banned him. It's not that he was hiding that he was a multi of that I own you all three. It's just that he was kind of funny.
I thought he was just completely obnoxious and an obvious troll.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
I
would laugh every time I locked one of his threads. I mean,
laugh whenever I lock any thread, but that's not because of who posted it.
Yeah.
Not that I lock many threads anymore since I'm not really a forum moderator anymore important.
Rudd says, can you make it so when you're looking at someone's ascension history, you can click on a certain run and see what they consumed? No, because consumption, the way that we track consumption, it's not granular enough to know when stuff. It knows when the last thing you consumed was, in case we ever need to do anything with that.
Yeah. Plus, I don't think people really would want to disseminate that sort of information if we kept it.
One of these days, very soon, there's going to be a trophy for having eaten a urinal cake in a specific 1-minute period of time. which we're just not going to tell anybody about.
And the trophy won't be available anytime ever.
Yeah, the trophy won't ever be available again after that. So that's why we track it that way. O'Grady says, why is it that every major city in comic books or video games has a harbor and a nuclear power plant? I mean, how many places have that?
Nuclear power plants are just good places to have comic stories.
We drove past a nuclear power plant. There's one outside Phoenix. Phoenix doesn't have a harbor.
Yeah. Although, I went to school with a place that had a nuclear power plant and no harbor.
In Prescott, I had a teacher named Mrs. Harbor.
Congratulations.
So I guess Prescott had a harbor despite the fact that it was landlocked. It didn't have a nuclear power plant, though.
I had a elementary school teacher named Mrs. Nuclear Power Plant.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Wow, so... Yeah, if we combine
our
forces.
And I lived in Missouri then, so that was also landlocked, so...
Awesome.
Moving on.
Mr. No Name says, dear Jake, could clicking on your avatar in the left pane take you to your public profile instead of your character sheet? No.
That doesn't really make any sense.
That's already pretty... whoa, what the hell? I think I accidentally logged out of the game.
Hot shit.
Yeah. Shouldn't do that. No, because you can already... I mean, it's pretty easy to get to your public profile. I mean, you can just click... Isn't it... You click on your name in your character sheet?
Yeah. You can also who is yourself, or right-click on your name in chat and do view who is, and or something like that. Or click on your name in chat. I guess it would be a better idea. Let's see here. C.D. Moyer says, are the inventory on Friar's quest items affected by plus non-combat effects, or are they super likely as describing Jick's encounter choosing method explaining post? They are regular non-combat adventures and thus are affected by things such as rings of conflict and smooth movement. So if you want to increase your chances of getting those things and completing those quests faster, load up on use some of those effects.
Indeed.
And also find me a dictionary or a grammar manual. Mr. Ensberger 91 says, dear Jick, is your wife hot?
Yes, yes she is.
I couldn't have answered that any better.
You kind of had the W.C. Fields voice going on.
Yeah, see? Yeah. I moved on from W.C. Fields. I don't... to whoever.
Edward G. Robinson.
Edward G. Robinson, okay. I always thought his name was just Edward Grobinson. And, yeah. Okay. LOTE says the clan activity log is harder to use now.
Sweet.
That was
mission accomplished.
Could you add a table of contents with hot buttons or something so it was easier to see?
Well, also, if there are hot buttons, you couldn't push them. Because you could go,
ow, my finger, ow.
I think you meant hot links, or maybe hot pockets.
Hot pants.
I guess there would be hot buttons on hot pants. I mean,
I don't think hot pants have buttons.
They might.
They could have useless buttons.
Yeah.
Vlad Slipshot says, if you hit a monster with a weapon that weakens it, does that lower the stats you receive from it? No, it does not. The amount of stats that you're going to receive from a monster is determined in the beginning of combat, and anything you do to reduce the monster's stats after that, or increase the monster's stats after that, won't impact.
Is there anything, any combat effect that increases monster stats? Oh, I guess the Chaos Butterfly does.
Yeah, it can. Griffin P says, hey, Jake, why haven't you put in a double HP restore in the campground like the beanbag? I just haven't gotten around to it.
We can't really think of a good item for that.
Well, no, we did. The gauze hammock. Oh, I think it was right. Ashelon's idea. I wanted to make it so you could, like, replace your beanbag with that, so you could have one or the other. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I just have never figured out a good place for it to, like, drop or whatever. What it would be made.
Isn't it, wouldn't we want to make it, like, a recipe?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could do, like, mummy wrappings. That would be another reason for people to adventure in the spooky forest.
Mummy wrappings and, like, I don't know.
Mummy wrappings and more mummy wrappings?
Or mummy wrappings in a filthy, knitted dread sack just to be irritating?
Yeah, the beanbag would be a lot harder to make than that if it didn't require something from some higher-end zone.
Yeah.
Archangel UK says, bearing in mind how the Seal Clubbers come from the land of the ice and snow, and we have a pair of mountains in the kingdom, isn't it weird there isn't a reference to Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song? I don't like Led Zeppelin very much.
We generally don't make content specifically to include references. it sort of flows the other way.
Although I thought I remember something in Scully's writing recently having some Led Zeppelin stuff in it.
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I don't know what I was looking at. Also, the copyright on the radio still says 2005.
I can fix that.
Could we get a link to... I did already.
Oh,
and could we get a link to radio-kol.net on that page, too? Keep up the great work. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And Naked Juice says, regarding the Smurfer trophy, why the number Smurf? Well, Smurf is as good as any other number, such as Smurf or Smurfy Smurf.
You know, Smurf is the loneliest number you'll ever do.
But Smurf can be as bad as Smurf.
Yeah.
The Smurfiest Smurf since the Smurf Smurf.
The Smurfiest Smurf since the Smurf Smurf.
I hate the Smurfs.
I do too, now.
Quango says, Perplexity.
I agree with that. They printed my letter in the Perplexed Sentinel, but I didn't get a letter of the week, so I didn't get the hot...
What are you
five
about?
Bonus point action. Bastards.
Woo! What letter?
I like a letter to the editor.
Hmm.
The Perplexed City Sentinel is a fictional newspaper.
What did you write them about?
It was kind of cheesy, actually. I just wrote a little letter about how nice it seems in Perplexed City and ended it with a little cryptic crossword clue. On the theory that if I put a puzzle in my letter, I'd be more likely to win Letter of the Week.
I see.
I think.
So
did
you have to buy those cards, or do they send them to you one at a time, or
you have to buy them, but you don't have to possess the physical cards to participate in the overall story of the alternate reality game, because there's websites that have scans of the cards. But if you don't have the physical cards, you can't get the unique codes that are on them as, like, scratch-off boxes. And so if you don't have the actual cards, you can't score points. And the points give you, like, the leaderboard, and they send you badges every so many number of points that you score.
Like virtual
like
badges or...
No, actual badges.
Actual physical badges?
Uh-huh.
Huh. That's cool. Have you earned any actual physical
badges? I have earned two.
Wow.
Yeah, what are they? I've earned the first two. I've nearly got the third one.
Congratulations, I guess.
Yep. Huh.
Yep.
So it's like, is it like an ongoing event type thing, or is it?
Yeah, it started like a little over a year ago, actually, but it's only just it's mainly based in like London and well, I guess just England in general, but it just recently starting to make its way over to the States. So, which meant that I had a year's worth of plot to catch up on, which
how long did that take?
Like most of last night when I should have been working.
Oh, I see.
And I didn't do anything much last night either, so don't feel too bad.
Cornelius V says, thanks for the daisy, Jake. My girlfriend will be mighty pleased. Yep. I finally got him his tattoo for having a KOL tattoo.
Oh, excellent.
Yay.
Trogro319 says, hey, I got a suggestion. Can we please be able to remove snow cone effects like buffs? There's plenty of time when I want to switch to another snow cone, but I can't. Help. No. You can only remove the effects of things that other people could conceivably have done to you against your will. No removing effects that you gave to yourself, unless they're buffs, because I can't tell.
Whether I think that's perfectly fine, too.
Do them to yourself or not, yeah.
Mumbleson.
Urban Kenobi says, will you make any more uses for the cheap toaster? No. Probably not.
How many uses does a regular toaster have? I guess you could hit somebody with it.
You could
use it for techno music.
You could use it to kill someone if they were taking a bath.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
I mean, it toasts bread, it's good in techno whenever you hit them together.
That reminds me of a joke that Mr. Skullhead and I used to get a lot of mileage out of in high school. How do you kill somebody with a toaster?
How?
Find somebody with a toaster and shoot them. Except it was like, you know, how do you kill somebody with a marshmallow, I think, was the thing.
So you just substitute the random verbs, or those aren't verbs, they're nouns.
I read like a year's worth of The Sneeze last night because I couldn't sleep, and I really like the jokes that his kid makes up.
Yeah.
Like, why does Santa have three gardens? You know, you would think it would be so that he can ho-ho-ho, but it's not. It's because he cooks dinner really hard.
What?
So it's like...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Let's see. Oh, Grady says, can you make it so we can organize trophies in our profile, like some sort of slot-based thing so as to make patterns? I don't think it's worth making the interface more cumbersome to give that ability. Fred Levi says, is it your goal to give every adventuring area a 10-leaf clover adventure, or just the ones you feel like doing? Yeah, I mean, ideally, every zone would have a clover adventure.
Problem is finding something useful that's not overpowering to put in.
Urban Kenobi also says, what do you think would happen if a werewolf were on the moon? Would he just stay transformed or what?
I think he would switch to the phase of the Earth.
Huh. Interesting. I guess, would the Earth have the same kind of phases from the moon? I mean...
I don't know.
What does it look like?
I think I've heard that it does.
When you're on the light side of the moon, it's not like daytime on the Earth, right? You can still see the stars and stuff, right? Because there's no atmosphere to diffuse all the light. Huh. I was trying to remember just... It's really odd to me that if you, like, look up a chimney, you can see stars during the day.
Oh, really?
Or, like, maybe not up a really tall chimney, you could, but, like, if you look, like, if you have, like, a 20-foot paper towel tube, first of all, tell me where you got those paper towels, because I want some. But, like, it just basically you can only see light that's coming straight in, and so you don't get all the blue diffusion from all the other different angles, so you can actually see stars in the daytime.
That's pretty cool.
Anyway.
Learned something new today.
Well, hot.
Urban Kenobi says, what do your parents think of you when you're spending so much time with this game?
Mine are still a little baffled, I think, but, you know, I seem to be making money doing it, so they're cool with that.
I would say my parents are proud that I have a job at all.
Yep.
And otherwise choose to support me in whatever endeavors I sort of desire to endeavor upon.
Urban Kenobi says, what do you guys usually drink? Urban Kenobi is competing for the gun run. Here. Water, milk, what kind of soda, what kind of booze? I like Mountain Dew. But
Mountain Dew is... Man, you should start drinking Vault.
Vault?
Yeah, it's Coke's new reaction to Mountain Dew.
Huh.
It's basically the same as Surge.
Huh.
So if you remember Surge, and you like Surge...
the lead singer of System of a Down?
Who?
when you pick up when you open the bottle, does it just scream a bunch of random words at you?
Yeah, toaster.
Hey, that isn't random.
Random enough.
We were just talking about that.
It could be. It could conceivably be picked by a random algorithm. It's totally possible.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was great. Let's have a question read. Oh, I guess I can answer this one. I usually drink stuff with caffeine. I don't drink booze anymore.
I'm drinking whiskey right now. Whiskey.
I like gin when I'm drinking the booze. I like the old Bombay Sapphire.
Calatan says, you know what I'd love to see? A list of the top 100 donators to KOL in order so we can see who we should be thanking. I don't know that in general that donators want their donations to be made public like that. I wouldn't want to, I mean, the reason we've never done anything like that, the reason we've never given a trophy for donating would be so fucking evil.
Oh,
and
God.
Would make us so much money. If we ever got one.
It'd be like the We're Motherfuckers trophy.
Yeah.
Plus, it makes us think about money, and most of us don't really want to think about money that much.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I've paid my bills and can buy some toys. Other than that, I don't like thinking about it.
Yeah, so Anyway, the reason we've never done anything like that is because I think that, you know, even if only 1 out of 100 people wanted their donations to be kept private, it would still sort of be our responsibility to keep that information private for everybody.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's at least to that extent, people want their stuff.
I mean, if you want people to know how much you've donated, you could be skeezy like Max Demian and put it in your profile.
Yeah.
It's in his profile?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there are a lot of things in Max Demian's profile.
Yeah. But that's one of them that it just sort of makes me feel
creepy
crawly.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here. Fred Levi says, shouldn't the blue pixel potion be the hero and the green pixel potion the magic potion? Technically, yeah. That's the way they're supposed to be. Whether or not, I don't know.
They're... What?
Have you ever played Zelda?
Yeah, I have.
And have you ever noticed that the green potion is always the magic potion and the blue one is always the cure-all?
Have you ever noticed that Zelda is like the only game ever where mana is green instead of blue?
Isn't the pixel potion modeled after Zelda?
What?
If they're not, then never mind. But I figured they were.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't know if I actually screwed it up or not, but I mean, it's just, to me, hit points are red, mana's blue.
See, it's
and
always
red plus
green.
Blue makes green, like on those Ziploc bags.
I mean, if you're following some other 8-bit game that uses those sorts of things, then, you know, I have no argument, but if they're supposed to be modeled after Zelda, then
so blue does both of them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the original Zelda...
There wasn't magic power.
No, but there was... It was... The red gave you life. The blue gave you life and turned into a red.
I don't remember, actually.
I think there was one that you just used once and one that you could use twice.
Seems like it, but I haven't played the original Zelda in a long time.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I remember being so stupid when I played Zelda the first time and I took a potion instead of a heart container from the first guy that offers you the choice. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And I remember having a dream where I was like, why are you so stupid? God, I had this weird dream today. I had a dream that I didn't realize that it was, like, neat until I woke up, because in the dream it was part of the fifth element. And I was like, oh yeah, that part of the fifth element. So I had a dream that I was on a spaceship flying to this casino. But it was a casino that was, like, in orbit around a gas giant, like Cloud City, sort of. So it just looked like this kind of generic, like, you know, space colony with bubbles on it, you know. But they had converted this giant segment of the gas giant into a projection screen that was, like, 1,000 times as big as the casino. So it was just this huge billboard that was visible from space. It was like a TV. It was really cool. And then it turned off, and you could suddenly see the gas giant under it, and I was like, whoa! Yeah, that was neat. Anyway, then I had to fight in some war in Seattle. And then there was a landslide. And I looked out the window, and I was like, hey, remember how you always wanted to know what a landslide looked like? To somebody who in my dream had apparently always wanted to know what a landslide looked like.
Well, you have strange dreams.
Anyway, I thought the projection screen on the gas giant was cool. You guys can go...
We'll have to patent that next time we're at the patent office.
Or the George S. Patent office?
Yeah. Is that where we get the entrails to grease our treads with?
Yes.
I see.
Okay. Vicky says the gift shop has cheap food that can be used to round off extra fullness, but there's no similar option for booze. The brewery accepted. Any plans to change that? No, because that's not what the gift shop is for. You know, the fact that it's
more of those degenerate strategies.
I mean, I feel like there is plenty. I mean, are beers not as common as I think they are?
I don't know. But you can theoretically get them from the barrel full of barrels if you really wanted them.
Yeah.
Then again, beer isn't exactly a great thing to get out of the barrels. Wait, no, you can't get beer out of the barrels. It's all base booze. Wait, is it?
I don't remember. Maybe it starts out... No, I think it starts out with beer and Fodies.
Well, in that... it's not exactly advantageous to get a beer from an adventure.
Well, I mean, I like having a supply of beer just to top off my drinking, because it always ends up at 18.
I haven't played the game in so long.
So, shot of schnapps. Shot of schnapps.
What?
Shot of schnapps.
Oh. A shot of schnapps. Shot of schnapps.
This is like that Philip Glass album. Shot of schnapps.
According to people in chat, the Zelda 1 potions were blue was the one use and red was the two use.
Okay.
So, see, whenever I think the pixel potions, I think the Super Nintendo Zelda.
That was the first one that had magic power, right?
Yeah.
You'd use it when you were
sprinting. Well, not to actually, the Zelda 2 had magic power, but it was a completely different system.
Yeah, Zelda 2, that wasn't supposed to be a Zelda game.
No.
I don't know that that's ever been confirmed anywhere, the way, like, the whole Doki Doki Panic thing was with Super Mario.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, the Adventure of Link is identical to the fucking Rambo game, and no one will agree with me on this. No one...
I've never played the Rambo
game. Yeah, I mean, it's just weird that nobody ever... I can't be the only person on Earth who noticed this, right? It's the combat works almost exactly the same. When you kill something, you get a certain amount of experience that just goes up in a little number in exactly the same font. Which, granted, I guess on the Nintendo, I mean, there's only so many ways to make little tiny numbers.
Yeah.
But it's just so much stuff is just straight out of that game, and I've never seen any connection drawn. But I've always believed that The Adventure of Link was not supposed to be a Zelda game.
I would not be surprised. I mean, it was such a radically different structure.
Sort of like the Mario 2. It was a completely different game.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I mean, it was supposed to be Doki Doki Panic.
Oh, that's right.
Like, but... I mean, at least it was kind of like a Mario game, you know?
Too many vegetables, though.
Yeah, the vegetable thing was kind of stupid, but... I remember it being cool, you know, when you'd try to position the door... such that you got the most coins. Like that, I don't know. Like,
make it land on the mushroom.
And, I mean, it did allow them to introduce a lot of monsters into the Mario oeuvre that are cool. Like those little gas mask cloak guys and that kind of stuff, you know?
Those were a reasonable addition, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really blame them. I don't think it's a bad thing. See, with Adventure of Link, though, I do. It just makes me angry.
Great.
It was so disappointing. I waited. I'm like, woo, it's out. And then I'm like, what the fuck? This game is not good. I was also really terrible.
So much angst.
Anyway. Terabyte says, how come during the Naughty Sorceress fight I can have something work in my offhand, but when doing the Nemesis quest, neither the Smurf nor the Smurf works in offhand? Because we just haven't coded it yet.
Yeah. I would say as a general rule, don't expect things to work in your offhand if you have the dual wield skills because we're lazy.
Yeah, I'm going to fix that right now, though.
All
right,
I'll answer a question. Oh, let's see here. Sizzler says, with the elements related coding, could it be possible for monsters to do double damage under certain conditions? For example, if you use the can of hairspray, fire damage is doubled. We were thinking about ways to sort of like align yourself with a particular element via some mechanism that made it to where all your damage got converted into one type. And if we did that, it would probably induce weakness like that. But right now, no. I would certainly say that like not a combat item wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, if we do something like that, it's going to be something like, you know, like a serious piece of gear, like a magic ring or something like that.
Alright, I believe that the cave has worked out.
Sorry, I was reading chat, and it's like, someone said the word beer, so I thought of the word bees for some reason.
Bees!
Ah, it's like that game of Net Hack I played the other day.
Wait, what the hell? I don't have dual wield.
Well, go get yourself some dual wield, son.
Yeah, hook yourself up with some of that.
Do you have 99 skills, but double-fisted skull smash?
You know, I'm constantly nuking all my skills on here.
Well, I made it easy to add skills now on the god panel.
Yeah, I saw.
Everyone else is excited to tell about.
That's weird. I gave myself the skill, but I don't have double-fisted skull smashing. Do I need to log out and log back in, or does it...
No, you should be able to give it to yourself and have it.
Huh, because I totally don't have the offhand links on weapons.
Do you have something equipped in your on-hand?
No.
That would make sense that you don't have any offhand links. You have to equip something before it gives them to you.
What? Oh, are wooden stakes two-handed?
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay, no wonder.
Way to go, Coke Cheese.
Shut up, homo.
Let's see. That's about this. Well, the TPS.
Oh, yeah, God, I was testing it by going in there with a Knowledge fly swatter in each hand. Mm-hmm. The hell is wrong with me?
First of all, you have a cat in your desk.
He does, I can't see.
Damn it. And then I tried to pick some random other one-handed weapon, and I picked the goddamn tongs. What is the matter with me? Hey, now there's a cat in between me and the monitor. All right, so I'm going to see if this cave thing is working.
I'm going to answer a question while he does that. Okay. Deathbot says, will the TPS ever be reintroduced, or will something like that be brought in for food? No. We're not going to reintroduce TPSs because that would be wrong. Would devalue those sorts of items.
We may or may not do something about that for food, although yeah. we haven't got any specific plans.
We may, however, introduce something else that abbreviates to TPS, does something completely different, but is equally desirable, just because that'd be funny.
Are you thinking of something specific that I should be aware of?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe like a turtle pooning stick that allows you to...
Toilet paper...
Poon...
Sandwich.
Wow. I was having a hard time figuring out how we would make a toilet paper sandwich as desirable as a tiny plastic sword. But, you know, maybe... Ooh.
Maybe
unless it's
really
like a
good.
Roll of sandwiches.
Oh, wow. Oh, and you tear one
yeah.
off?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That'd be great if it was food that just never went away. All right, cat. The cat's just laying on my desk right in front of the task bar, so I can't tell.
So you can't tell where your tasks are?
Yeah. Yep.
Dr. Van Van Mosher brings up something that comes up a little bit now. In your opinion, are the skills Spirit of Rigatoni and Hero of the Half Shell broken? If so, will they be fixed? If not, why aren't they? Personally, they're the only skills in the game that I would never take, never under any circumstances take permanently, and that's more than a little irksome. Any plans? Oh, that's another question. I honestly don't think that Hero of the Half Shell is broken. I honestly think there's maybe one situation in which Hero of the Half Shell is going to cause you harm, and it's if you're trying to fight things in the Koa Wars place, because you have to have an offhand weapon.
You have to have a shield.
Yeah, I hadn't even really thought about that. But, I mean, I feel like if you are, you know, dressed like some big gladiator, you know, you can't just... You can't dance when you got a shield, man.
Yeah.
Go to any club in your town and
with
count the
shield.
Number of people wielding shields on the dance floor, and you'll see that we're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, their thought for the fix is to just make it use either your moxie or your muscle, whichever is higher.
But the thing is, most shields, I mean, shields perform damage reduction, and if you're dodging with your moxie, your shield shouldn't perform damage reduction. Although, I guess it does if you don't have that skill. So I can't... Hey, now the cat's trying to learn how to use the mouse.
That's
just sort of a natural progression. I mean, he's learned how to sit in his office chair. He's learned how to climb up on shit.
I guess you could say it's a game of cat and mouse.
Indubitably.
Right.
Quiet. yeah.
So, Spirit of Rigatoni is awaiting upgrade. We're trying to think of ways to make that more useful, because that is sort of useless.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... You know, we talked about this with Hero of the Half Shell. We worried about this, and we just decided, you know, don't wear a shield. That's...
Or don't take it. I mean...
But, I mean, I guess they do kind of have a point where it's a skill that could be a disadvantage. Although, you know, passive familiar boost skills could be a disadvantage. Although we made them not...
Yeah, we made it to where...
Apply
the
to the negative. Yeah. Huh. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't like that... It seems like everybody's proposed solution, other than the one where it just does muscle or moxie, whichever one's higher...
Requires the on-off switch for passives.
Yeah, which I'm just not going to do.
That's why Hero of the Half Shell requires a shield. That is your on-off switch.
Yeah. Pasta Golem says to Jack, thank you for helping to make such a sweet game. Will there eventually be level 15 skills for all classes? Also, was it hard to come up with the current high-end skills? The ones that we did, it was not particularly hard to come up with. I mean, we've been tossing around ideas for the new skills for a long, long time. So, yeah. Really, with the Turtle Tamer one, that was a lot of work. I mean, we tossed around a lot of different ideas, and I don't know. I feel like we came up with something that was pretty cool.
Yes, people seem to really love the hell out of the new Tau skill.
Yeah.
And all the Mystic 15 skills we've actually have ideas for. It's just that they're all interconnected in a way that requires us to develop them all at once.
Yeah, and it's more than just coding a skill. I mean, because they're all the high end. Especially high-end crafting skills,
yeah.
And so it's like we got to come up with the skill. You know, the skill is trivial because it doesn't really do anything except unlock all these recipes. And so we got to come up with all the recipes. Now the cat is eating the mouse.
Well, she isn't eating a ficus. She is fond.
That is an improvement.
Yeah. Let's see. Solar Flare says, "Isn't it odd that typing 'Who is X' in chat has the exactly the same function as 'Who isn't X'?" Well, if you saw the part of the code that does the string handling, not really. Makes sense.
Is there a who isn't?
No, it's the way you do the string handling is you...
Oh, right. You could also do, you know... Yeah, okay, I forgot.
Who is your mom is a gigantic whore without any spaces, and it would probably work. I'm going to try that.
That's the worst Jeopardy question ever.
Isn't that a Jeopardy answer?
Well, I'm saying... The question that the answer is, who is your mom is a gigantic whore, is the worst question ever. Because, what the fuck?
Yeah, that totally works.
Question even be?
I guess it just doesn't index up on a space or something.
Helber says, hey. That's a lot like, oye.
Can we respond to that with ban?
Not yet. It might have been an accident. We'll see what he does.
he might have accidentally typed hey over and over again.
Well, no, he might have typed hey and then hit enter and had a seizure, which caused him to hit enter 5 more times.
I see.
Wow, the cat is just really enjoying being right in the way here.
So pick him up and throw him off.
It's fine for now. Pasta Golem says, given that turtle tamers are purportedly now shield masters, why is their epic weapon two-handed? Is it because a one-handed turtle slinger is somehow less practical or sensical? I don't know that anything is necessarily less practical or sensical than a rock that shoots turtles. attached to a slingshot, but you guys got to understand, the epic weapons are just ancient.
Yeah.
I mean,
the great big guild quest that will eventually exist is going to alter the epic gear significantly, and we'll look at all that sort of thing when it happens.
Yeah. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. In the meantime, I would suggest using a Kentucky Fried Sword instead of a Turtle Slinger, because it does the exact same thing, except for it has more power.
Vicky says, have any of you played Cave Story? If so, what did you think of it? I, in response to this question, played it for about 10 minutes before the show. It seems kind of fun.
I played it previously when where did I see it? I think it was on Little Fluffy at one point. It was pretty cool. Very
Fluffy.
Old school.
Yarrick the Real Bad says, hi, Jack. I think the Killer A is familiar equipment. The Brass Stinger should be an ASCII object like all the other Dungeons of Doom items. Riff suggested a greater than sign. Thoughts? Why would the B equip a down staircase?
That's
the only problem.
There isn't really a category in NetHack objects for that sort of thing.
I guess it'd be a weapon.
Or maybe a tool.
Yeah, because, I mean, the only thing you ever attach to your pet is, like, a leash, and that's a tool.
Yeah.
You can't put a blindfold on your pet?
Not that I'm aware. That would be pretty
funny. What's the character for a tool?
A left paren instead of a...
Yeah. But I think it's fine the way it is. Since it doesn't drop in the NetHack dungeon, it doesn't have to be NetHack dungeon-y. It could be real worldy.
Yeah.
Which is a great word. Hedy says, you guys, please make a volleyball detective skull familiar. That would be awesome. That's actually not a bad property for a familiar to have.
Especially if we make that one change we were talking about.
I don't remember.
I can't really say.
Yeah. But having the detective skull power be one of the powers that a familiar could have is kind of cool, especially if it's in concert with some other type of familiar.
Oh, I had an idea about that, by the way,
awesome.
I should talk to you guys about.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you, Frick. The Tortivlini says that the Tortivlini says this is just your usual echo, maybe a little more, but not horrible. Isku. All right. Vicky says that we should echo more.
Echo.
Fred Levi says Riff and or Xenophobe seem like people who would have a favorite Katamari Damacy cousin. So who is it, Johnson?
Who's my favorite? I don't really.
I think I generally just stuck with the Prince.
Yeah, Prince was always pretty cool. Southwest says, what's the chance of dividing the weapons category into one- and two-handed weapons? Pretty slim. I mean, the game will pretty much take care of the equip links for you. And, like, it'll gray out the ones that you can't use and beat.
Yeah, although just now I was irritated by the fact that you can't tell which weapons are one-handed and which weapons are two-handed, but I think it might be a little...
Basically, the lowest impact solution to that would be, like he says, to create another category. Trying to, like, add one- or two-handed to the already gigantic list of options that you can have for weapons in such a small space would be sort of shitty.
Yeah.
So, if we did anything, which I honestly don't think is necessary, we would do that.
You want to take a little breaky poo?
Breaky poo sounds good to me.
What should we play?
Music.
Play those two mashups I put on the network drive.
Are these mashups of songs that I've never heard? And where are they?
No, they're called 1-05 Daft Purple and 1-15 War of Confusion.
And between them, they are like 8 minutes long, so we'll play one more. We'll play the Warren Zevon song that I like so much. So, alright, we'll see you guys in 11 minutes and 23 seconds.
Woo!
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. Hail Aris.
Ignored.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
First floor. Doors open.
Well, here we are.
What can I say? I'm thrilled.
I want to congratulate you on time.
Ours is a brand new world of all at once. As the new electric technologies come into play, people are less and less convinced of the importance of self-expression. Teamwork exceeds private effort.
Yeah. talk about money. Money is a subject all people all over the world have in common. So why not talk about it? If your friends don't want to talk about it, you may want to find a new group of friends. These are things I do on a regular basis. Once you begin that journey in your mind and in your heart, the rest of you should soon follow. Always remember that words are free.
Welcome to the 6 o'clock news.
At 6 o'clock,
President Bush's surprise message. America is addicted to...
I'm between a thousand dreams.
We're not just making progress. little we know, we'll never keep.
Here we have a serious problem. Our nation has only one option. We must keep our word, defeat our enemies. The best way to break this addiction is through technology, 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 technology.
The weather now, and Darren's here again. Hello.
Till the vow got broke, I had to drink from the loving cup. Stood on the banks till the river rose up. I saw the bride in her wedding gown. I was in the house when the house burned
back in black.
We are back in black. We don't have a whole lot of questions.
So, you guys should send us more questions.
Yeah.
Good ones.
Zolan says, P.S. Screw that paranoia quest. Indeed.
Muh.
Freak says, on Monday's show, you mentioned the TPSs were going to start breaking.
Did we? I wasn't...
I forget what else. What else? I'd said something that we were going to do. And then Mr. Skullhead was like, yeah, and TPSs are going to start breaking.
Oh, right.
I don't remember what it was. Okay, Bye says, how the hell do you fuck someone in the clit? Ask Urban Dictionary. Although they might not be able to tell you how so much as what it's called,
Which
is just everything.
I would say the answer to that would be very carefully.
File Not Found says, any chance of introducing some sort of, I don't know, group adventure for clannies? Perhaps there could be some areas exclusive to group adventures. Combat could either be against massively powerful foes or even a party of enemies, so you could, like, choose which enemy to target. That'd be incredibly difficult to do in a web style like
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Stupid asynchronous request protocol.
Yeah.
If only it weren't so accessible to everyone. And the major part of our success being our accessibility.
Quasi Stoic says, who I think I've been calling Quasi Static. Sorry, Quasi Stoic. Eel porn, sweet.
All right.
We're gonna have to take a look at this.
Yeah.
Deathcell says the Hall of Records has failed to work again. What does that mean?
There was something. It was weird.
Windows Media.
Gah! Riff smash Windows Media. Whoa, he wasn't kidding. That is fucking nasty.
Is it eels having sex, or is it a woman having sex with eels?
It's a woman having sex with a bunch of eels. Not like a one big eel that, you know, yeah.
But multiple?
Ugh,
bunch of yeah. little eels just,
Well, that's like that,
swimming right upstream.
Sounds like one of those things that once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
I like to avoid those.
Well, sometimes you can't, though. Because, you know, when you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to unsee that. Apparently, eels are also into anal.
Great.
Soap says, Dear Jick, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is your wife? 11.
How did I know he was going to answer like that?
Yeah.
Because it's ridiculous and not even funny.
I guess so.
Noodle Bandit says, Did you guys fix the whacked out link that you got after you clicked your last adventure link once you complete the Friar quest?
I don't know. I think it's just like goes to a blank page because it exits because you don't have the right flag.
Freak says, Hey, if you look at the main map, it looks like the Sorcerer's Tower is raising a toast to the big mountains. I would like to raise a toast to any listeners who have big mountains. End quotes. Urban Kenobi says, I think that everyone should have at least one friend who looks like Jesus. Do you look like Jesus? Sometimes.
Yeah.
If I don't shave for a while, I could kind of look a little
bit like
Jesus.
You're not really black enough to look like Jesus.
You're not black enough to look like Jesus?
Yeah.
I'm not female enough. Is anybody... Nobody ever... I mean, there's people who claim that God is a woman, but nobody ever claims that Jesus was actually a woman. Oh, boy. Although, yeah.
Hmm,
indeed.
Woo! Good radio. Oh, let's see here.
Nilo Mortis says, Why isn't the Dragonbone belt buckle spelled Dagon? It was a Dagon, not a dragon. No, it was a dragon that was spelled wrong.
That's its name, is Boner Dagon.
Yeah, it's an Dagon. Not a Dagon. But what about... I mean, skeleton bone is spelled correctly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, once you take it out of the cemetery, it doesn't need to be misspelled anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing.
These questions are poor. And Surgeony says, Why can't a soft echo eye drop remove snow cone effects? Is that the case?
Shouldn't be.
Yeah. That's weird. Only try it. Hey, I have a snow
cone. I can't imagine anything. I mean, eye drops are hard-coded, which things they can't drop, so...
I didn't know that they were, like... No, I totally had a blue tongue on, and I removed it with a soft green echo eye drop antidote, so... I think you're just insane, Insurgeny.
I think Insurgeny is who we're handing off to.
Oh, so really?
Be nice.
I have no idea who we're handing off to, because I'm not doing the radio this time.
DeCyclops says, Why doesn't the clan features have a set your own title option? Sometimes I want to set my own.
There is. You could, if you have the set titles for everyone, you can do that.
Can you, if you can set titles for people lower than you, can you set your own?
No, because you're not lower than yourself.
You're not.
No.
You are too.
Yeah, that whole decision to make you unable to affect ranks that are the same as you has caused a lot of friction. But I stand by my decision.
Wait, say what?
A lot of people were pretty angry whenever I rolled out the clan stuff that you can't edit or fuck with people who are the same rank as you.
Yeah, I mean, that... I can't think of a better way to do it, though.
Yeah, there's totally not a better way to do that. Just would not open up the channel for massive abuse.
Huh.
The last thing we want to do is open up abuse channels.
Count D is asking if we've seen stuff on mycat.com.
No.
Definitely stuff on people's.
Is that like the rabbit with the pancake on its head?
Yeah.
Is that because that's what happened when you don't know what anyone's talking about?
I guess.
LJ to the max, which is guy really into Live Journal. Would you ever consider making more items from the Icy Peak? Maybe a Yeti skull. There will be. There'll be more stuff at the Icy Peak than just Yetis. Soon.
Noodle Bandit says, screw Vault, go Blue Jolt. Looks like antifreeze and tastes like a lollipop. Are you sure it doesn't look like a lollipop and tastes like antifreeze? Anyways, I thought antifreeze was green, not blue. I don't know, I don't normally drink antifreeze. Except when I'm making wine, then I drink lots of antifreeze.
Yeah, what is the deal with antifreeze and wine?
I don't know. My only experience with it is that Simpsons episode.
Was that from, like, the second season or something?
Something like that.
Very, very old. But, I mean, I remember seeing somewhere else just a reference to, like, bad wine having antifreeze in it. And I don't... Like, I don't know if there's some way you can, like, cheat in the wine aging process by adding antifreeze to it or something so that...
That sounds like one of those urban myths, like...
The sewer alligators?
Sewer alligators or Guinness having, like, raw meat in the vats or...
I never heard that one.
Yeah.
Or, like, the whole thing where you wake up in a bathtub full of ice missing your kidneys.
There's a popular misconception, says Slate.
About what?
That unscrupulous wine growers add antifreeze to their products in order to cheaply sweeten otherwise shoddy vintages. This myth has been in part perpetuated by a classic Simpsons episode in which Bart helps capture a French duo. While it's true that some Austrian winemakers were caught adding an illicit sweetening agent in 1985, the substance in question was diethylene glycol, not ethylene glycol. Nowhere near as harmful as ethylene glycol, which is apparently antifreeze. Yeah. And Sergey says, ignore that question about snow cones and eye drop. Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, we didn't ignore it because we're smart and can talk.
Soap says, when you're not KOLing, what are you doing? Masturbating. No, actually, sometimes I'm doing both at the same time. But. Vlad Slipshot says, last time I drank Surge, I fell into a fountain.
Excellent.
Surge!
Sploosh.
That reminds me of...
It's just like one of the commercials.
Yeah. Reminds me of a time back in high school when I was with the marching band and I went to across the street to the gas station and bought a Surge and I looked under the cap and they were doing one of those get one free under the cap deals. So I got a free one and repeated that about 5 times. Since I had all these open Surges that I had no caps for, I just had to drink them all.
Huh.
And then I went to band practice for like 2 hours.
So instead of your clarinet, instead of sound coming out of it, it was just green syrup.
Yeah. And I came out of it, you know, completely dehydrated, twitchy, and with a giant headache. So it was good time.
That's how you know it's good soda.
Yeah.
Forrest says, if you could pick a shot for each class's shot glass, what would they be? The Seal Clubber would be a shot of
Everclear or Mad Dog 2020
Seal Boy.
The Saucerer would be a shot of
Aftershock.
Soy sauce.
Yeah. Pasta Mancer would be a shot of rice. Because I was thinking, what kind of pasta is small? Oh, rice. Rice isn't pasta. The accordion thief would be sort of
something German.
Yeah,
German.
Disco Bandit would be a shot of chlamydia infected semen.
Well, when I have to, how about getting no shots?
When I think about disco, I think
about chlamydia.
Yeah. And I was like, and then I was thinking, what kind of liquid would transmit chlamydia? And I was like, wait a minute, there's an obvious answer to that.
I'm glad you expounded on that.
Turtle tamer, turtle urine.
These aren't very good shots.
No, they're really not. I mean, the rice and soy sauce wouldn't be so bad, I guess. Although, I wouldn't... I remember this guy getting really mad at me once. It was one of my coworkers, and we'd gone to this sushi restaurant. And I grabbed an empty martini glass off the table, and I said, "Hey, Mike, I'm going to make you a drink." And I poured a bunch of soy sauce into the martini glass, and I said, "It's a soy teeny," and handed it to him, and he drank it, and then he got mad at me for...
But did he not see you pour that?
Yes.
What?
He got mad at me because he was like, "I was drunk. I would have done anything you said."
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he almost got us beaten up. We drove somewhere after that, and there was this woman, like, just some kind of, I don't know, vaguely white trash-looking woman with her, like, hulking boyfriend or whatever behind him. And she, like, started to open the door, but then it fell out of her hand, and he was like, "Thank you for almost holding the door open for me." And, like, you know, I mean, it was just some, like, harmless, smart-ass remark, right? But then the guy was like, got all angry and hulked in our direction. Jello Boy says red plus blue equals purple, not green. Quieta says red plus blue makes purple, not green. Or magenta if you're going by light. Yeah. And Sergey says the same thing. Yep. Yeah, I was kidding about red plus blue equals green. Although, I can imagine certain circumstances where mixing red stuff and blue stuff would make green stuff.
You can, huh?
Yeah. Not easily, but, I mean, the imagination is a very powerful thing. Really, I mean, and if you can imagine it, you can imagine it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for proving again that the associative property exists. Is that the associative property?
I think that's just the sort of identity property. I mean,
yeah. Whatever.
Freak says, Bombay Sapphire is the shiz. You have single barrel whiskey, why not Bombay Sapphire Gin? Well, because there's no... Because
it's a brand. We'd have to make up another name.
Bombay.
Where's Bombay?
It could be the Bombay or airplane gin.
It could be bathtub gin or bathtub cheese. Did you see that thing on The Daily Show?
No.
We don't watch TV.
About the dangers of bathtub cheese. Now this one, I think it was like a state representative or something, was like, or maybe just like a governor or a city mayor or something, was like, "This bathtub cheese is a horrible threat to our children." It's just some kind of cheese they sell at like Mexican delis that people make in their bathtubs.
Well, they have cheese prohibition in Mexico.
Man, that's got to be terrible.
Yeah.
Sir Phil Shady says, "Think about it, Jake. Would you rather have the Adventure of Link or the CDI Zeldas?" Did the CDI Zeldas ever actually get finished?
I don't know, guys, what that refers to. To which that refers.
It was some early CD-ROM console that I didn't think it ever actually officially existed. I thought it was one of those things that, like, not only did it not take off, but it just was never real. But there was a Legend of Zelda game that was, like, kind of laser-disc-y, I guess. I don't feel like it was ever really released. But maybe it was, and I don't know.
I don't know.
Isaac's alter ego says, "There should be a crescent dragon wagon item or weapon you have to make by combining those three items." What?
Where do you get a crescent or a wagon from in the game?
I just watched that first episode of Syphil and Ollie where that guy's talking about crescent fresh.
Yeah.
Syphil and Ollie is really funny. It seems like I'm amazed that it actually ran for any period of time because It seemed kind of ahead of its time, you know?
Yeah, I think after the two seasons, MTV was like, oh, wait a minute.
This is actually good. We need to cancel it right away.
Armax says, this is a game mechanic show, right? I need to know how to hook a fuel pump up to a reindeer.
That's supposed to be funny.
Huh?
Game.
Oh.
Mechanic.
No. Sorry.
Spitfire 6000 says, why don't you write a book? Why don't you write a book?
About him writing a book. About me writing a book. About Riff writing a book.
I don't want to be any part of this.
Oh, okay. Then we'll have the cat write the book instead.
It could be like the book about the last Nightmare on Elm Street movie. The movie was about them making a movie of the Nightmare on Elm Street movie, and then Freddy comes to get them, and the book is about a guy writing a book about a guy making the movie about the guy making the movie. Yeah.
We could call it House of Leaves. Oh, shit.
I just saw something recently, some reference to House of Leaves, and that...
I've got a copy if you want to borrow it.
What is it?
It's, well, it's this story about this guy who meets this old man, and the old man dies, and...
Wait, but does, first, he does he play one? Does he, does he play Nick?
But the kid finds this trunk full of papers.
Amps, motherfucker?
No. Do you want me to tell you about the book? I mean, you asked me the question.
That doesn't mean that...
We're getting really bored in the middle of your answer.
I mean, it was like asking the screen in Mystery Science Theater 3000 a question. All right, I'm sorry, Riff. Go on.
The kid finds this book that the old man was writing, and the book is about this movie that was made by this guy about his house going all Twilight Zone. And the kid starts to go insane while he's trying to edit this book for publication. And then it turns out that the events being described in the book never happened. But it's sort of in layers. You're reading the story about this guy living in this house, and also the editorial comments by the guy editing the book together. And plus it does all kinds of weird, like... typographical tricks. Like, there's sections of the book where there's a square in the middle, and the text in the square runs from square to square, while the text outside the square runs through that, so you have to, like, read down this hole in the book, basically, and then read backwards, because the text outside the square goes from the rear of the book back to the front. So you're like reading down the middle of the book and then reading backwards back up to where you were. It's a really weird, weird book.
That'd be enough to drive me insane.
Yeah.
I want to borrow that.
Yeah. It's...
I'm told it's pretentious.
It is. It's incredibly pretentious, but it's pretty good.
Sounds beyond...
I have it right here.
Oh, he's got it right there. Wow. Oh, let's see here. More people wanting to know the top 10 donor, top 100 donors. No.
Urban Kenobi says, going back to the shields discussion, wouldn't all shields then give you a moxie reduction? I don't know.
Yeah. Wow, these questions are kind of not so good. Spinnernet says, how about a Detective Skull style familiar item that any familiar could use, a la the lead necklace? That's not a terrible idea.
Wait, what? What was it?
Making a familiar equipment that gave the familiar the Detective Skull ability.
Huh, like a detective hat?
Yeah. Which is kind of clever.
Bob the T says, when are you going to update Loathing Chat version 0.93? At least update the version number or have it display a completely random version number. But it is 0.93.
Maybe, changes have been made to it since it was 93, wasn't it?
I guess.
Maybe it is time to push
added the
number
a few things,
up.
Like, to make the right-click menu work better, I added a few things.
Yeah, so put it up to 94.
Well, I don't want to. It's work. I'm not paid to do work.
Wait a minute.
The Cyclops doesn't. This is a decent idea. For showing one hand and two hands separately, instead of having equipped links for the weapons to have one hand offhand, or two hand, or three hand to show it at a glance. I don't know. Did you hear that, Jick?
Did I what? Sorry, I was looking at the version number on Logan Jick.
It's a 0.93, I can already tell you.
No. I was looking. I was trying to figure out where that's actually stored. I forgot that it's lchat.php.
The Cyclops was suggesting for the whole one-handed, two-handed weapon thing having no distinction in the equipment or in the inventory. Make the equip link, say, one-hand or two-hand or offhand or whatever.
Holy crap.
I didn't do it.
Go down the page of questions a bit where the guy, where Black Hat Luck posts a link to KOL Hentai.
Wait a minute.
To summarize, it's a Clockwork Orange with tentacles. Or Clockwork Grapefruit with tentacles, apparently attacking what may or may not be a disco bandit. Wow.
That looks like a Clockwork Orange. I mean,
maybe it's not actually meant to be KOL related.
Yeah, and I mean, she's kind of got the Clockwork Orange hat and eyelashes going on. I don't think that's KOL related.
Yeah, that looks nothing like KOL.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice the eyelash.
It's still disturbing, but not
KOL.
The thing that's going through her vagina is not a tentacle.
What?
What is that thing? It's like a black...
Oh,
stick.
Yeah. Maybe it's like her cane to go with the costume.
Yeah.
Wow. Disturbing. Thanks for disturbing me, Black Hat Luck.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that it's crazy, it's pretty good art.
Senor Random says, "Hey, Jake, what about epic pants? There are hats and weapons. Why not pants?" Yeah, there will be soon.
Yes.
Air Alice says, "I'm still very disappointed by the lack of a Naga familiar. I think it'd be perfect to make an attack slash sombrero familiar. That'd be pretty powerful, though. I mean,
would the Naga's picture shrink down that small and still be...
Well, we could do a baby Naga or something and just make the new picture. I keep forgetting to make those shirts.
The Naga shirts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
What are they going to be?
Just the... Yeah, I showed you that picture.
I don't remember.
We'll see. I don't want to spoil Zora.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real sensitive game content there. Istanbul says, what kind of madness goes on at a KOL convention anyway? What do you do? Everything in sight. Wait, that's not it. At a KOL convention, there's usually some gatherings and some people, and there's usually alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol.
That's about it.
Devilish One says she's 20 years old, female, and sexy, and asks if she can have the no pants trophy for sending a picture of herself with no pants. I'm a married man.
I'm not.
I don't care.
Yeah, send it to Riff, and then he can decide.
He can't give you the trophy, so it would really be advantageous. Right. Sorry.
Olaf says, "How's the weather there in Arizona?"
Starting to get warm.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's great because we have to turn on the heater at night and turn on the AC during the day.
Yeah, I guess that's great.
Sort of an irritating period of time. I'm constantly messing with the thermostat. But that'll change soon to where it'll always be on cold all the time. Holy shit, it's hot outside.
Istanbul. "I know you can recruit Susie and the Hermit to fight the naughty sorceress, but the Hermit's healing magic isn't very good, and Susie's lure ability seldom stops the Megiddo spell that the naughty sorceress unleashes every fifth round. Not only that, but the Jarlsberg summon is woefully underpowered. A 50% accuracy boost just isn't good enough for the naughty sorceress. Would you recommend summoning Boris?" I would recommend lithium.
Nice. Good answer.
Devilish One says, "How many trophies total entire kingdom wide have been bought, a.k.a. how much meat sunk?" I don't know.
I can figure that out pretty quickly. Yeah, I mean, I never really thought of the trophies as a meat sink.
Well, they totally are.
Yeah, they are. I just, for some reason, I did.
Hey, that's on the second database server.
Yeah, it totally is. It looks, how much are trophies?
Like they're 10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
32 million meat. It's really pretty trivial as a meat sink.
There are things that are coming that will sink.
Oh, wait a minute. No, no, no. That isn't right. What the hell?
It has sunk. This has no commas. Sorry, it's hard to read.
It is 3.2 billion
meat is sunk, has been sunk because of trophies.
Over 2 years.
Yeah. It, has it been two? Doesn't seem like we've had trophies that long.
I don't know.
I don't remember when we... creation, November 22nd... that's because this is new servers. Right. Let's see. Similarly, we can see how much meat has been sunk because of display cases. Just for buying them, not necessarily funding them. Let's see. Player collections.
Quasi Stoic says, in case you were wondering, there were 11 eels there. See, if I spoke Japanese, I would know that.
You need to speak Japanese to count eels?
Yep. Mentalist says, why don't the chefs in the Knob Kitchen drop chef's hats? They can only be killed. Their only vulnerable spot is the soft spot on the top of their head. So you can't hurt them without destroying the hat in the process.
I thought you were going to say the soft spot on the top of their hat.
that too. Amplitude says, I know we talked about the lobstrosity familiar, but my listeners want to know, how about a puggle familiar? Is there anything more adorable? They're made of moonbeams and rainbows. Amplitude, we're going to have a talk.
Well, an Adora Cubby familiar. Did you ever see that article on SeanBaby.com?
No.
He, like, tried to think of the most possibly adorable creature he could think of, and it was, like, a rainbow-colored rabbit with wings and a top hat. He had a little contest for people to draw them and color them.
Well, that sounds,
Well, but it's SeanBaby, so you have to actually read the article. I can't do justice to it.
Sir Phil Shady says, when the new areas and content come out, will there be any more new familiars that are easier to make slash find the recipe than the NPZR and the two new fairies? No, actually, we've decided that no puzzle or recipe in the game is ever going to be any easier than the NPZR ever again.
Yep.
Because they're not nearly as fun for us to watch you guys solve.
Soap asks if we like stickers. Who doesn't like stickers?
I like sticks. Those are the same thing, right?
Well, they're sticky.
Yeah.
Count D says, I still have my CDI, but I lack the Zelda game for it. I've heard it's hard to control, as it has a controller shaped like a remote control. Glad no console's going to try that again. I gotta say, you know...
I'm very curious about the Revolution.
Yeah, I'm that is the only console in this generation that I will probably buy when it comes out. Yeah, I will probably pre-order a Revolution.
I have, no desire to ever own an Xbox 360.
No, me neither. I intend to eventually get a PS3, but I'll probably wait 3 or 4 months to make sure there's no, bad problems with the early ones.
Yeah, all the good RPG makers will probably stick to the PS3, like some sort of Amora.
Yeah, the PS3 has the games, and generally the style of games that I like.
Yeah.
But I would say the first next generation console that I buy will definitely be the Revolution.
Yeah.
You know, I ended up with an Xbox for free,
that's a reasonably good way to have an Xbox.
Yeah. But, my Xbox is all broke dick ass too. It's like
broke
I don't know
dick
what
ass?
I think my PS2 is going to say what I really fucking despise about the new PS2. I didn't buy a PS2 until the Slimline came out. It is such a pain in the ass to turn it off. Like, routinely, I will go and I will open the PS2 only to find that whatever disc is in there has been spinning for 2 weeks.
It's too much of a hassle to just hold the button down until
it turns red.
Yes, it's a fucking hassle to turn... Okay, because the thing is way too light. You cannot hold that button down with one hand.
I have no problem holding it down with one hand.
But you have to brace the fucking... I put the rest of my hand
on top and use the friction to brace it.
It's fucking obnoxious. It's obnoxious that you can't turn the goddamn thing off by pushing the button.
That is sort of obnoxious, but it's not obnoxious enough to me to merit worrying about it.
To me, it's obnoxious enough to have not designed it that way in the first place. They obviously put some thought into the design, right? It's like... have two goddamn buttons or a switch. What is wrong with a physical off switch?
They haven't put those on electronics for years.
Yeah, they have. The
previous
GameCube has a
version of the PS2 had a switch like that, but it was in the back. Yeah, it did. It was.
The GameCube's is a mechanical on-off switch. Yeah, it's cutting power when you turn it off. I don't have a problem with electric switches. It's just that I have a problem with electric switches that the two positions are not on and off.
Yeah, I've hated computers ever since the late '90s, since they no longer have physical on-off switches.
The thing is, they started putting them on power supplies, which is handy. Right? Because, I mean, that's handy when you're working on the computer, right? But,
I just missed my old 386 that had a huge red on-off switch. And whenever you pushed it, you could feel the power draining out of the machine.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
into your soul.
Yeah.
That's the old Macintoshes were like that. You'd turn it off and it would go, as all the power drained out of it.
Huh.
I just miss physical on-off switches where it was actually the power ran through the switch rather than it just some sort of soft.
But I mean, I can understand why they don't do that anymore. I mean, it seemed like with Windows 95, it just got into this thing where you can't turn your computer off until the OS says it's okay to turn your computer off, which to me was kind of a step backwards because I remember when you were supposed to park the hard drive before you shut the power off to the computer, or you could lose data. It was in the middle of a write because it was so slow. But I never understood what was supposed to happen to Windows if you turned the computer off while Windows was running.
The registry would get stale.
Would it?
I imagine they don't write out the registry every time it changes. I mean, that would be...
I would imagine that the cases in which that would actually do any visible damage that wasn't just instantly automatically corrected by whatever software you were running.
If you're running something and you switch off the power and the registry just gets stale.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't expect it to save the settings that you had just changed in whatever program you had running at the time.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's now safe to turn off your computer. It implies that it is not safe to turn off your computer if it doesn't say that.
Well, I think it's just sort of like conditioning people to expect the computer
to shut down properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By using severe words like that.
I mean, I just... The PS2, that just drives me crazy. And I really hope that no console does that again.
You know what I'm really looking forward to in the revolution? The fact that the controllers have an on-off button.
Oh, yeah.
And, you can turn the power to the console off from the controller?
Yeah. I would assume that there's some sort of, way your snotty younger brother can't just turn the power off in the middle of the game when he's losing.
But I would imagine, I mean, that honestly, to me... It seems like that you're going to just... That to me is the fatal flaw of the DS. Is that if you're not familiar with the DS and it says press the start button, the thing that you are going to reach for is the goddamn power button.
See, I've never imagined the start button ever being there.
The thing is it's too small to be legible from a viewing distance,
Another good thing is that the power button doesn't automatically turn the power off. Like, if you just nudge it or push it, you have to hold it down for about a second.
Really?
Yeah. Try it.
Huh.
So I think it's sort of guarded against that sort of chicanery.
Anyway, I'm going to buy a DS Lite as soon as it's available, because
I would advise waiting until they come out with other colors and not getting the white one.
Oh, yeah?
Because I've seen some of the pictures of the display models in Japan, and after they look like death hand grease factories. Because the white, it gets all gray and crappy looking.
Huh.
I wonder if the DS Lite will make a Metroid Prime Hunters more fun to play, because my hand cramps up like a bitch.
It's hard to find, yeah, because I had to play it with a little nubby on the tip of my finger.
Did you?
So yeah, my wrists get tired after like one
hand. I can't really hold the DS very well in one hand either.
Mm.
I guess the idea is like you hook one of your pinkies behind it with your other hand or something. I don't know, I have to like brace it against my desk or my chest or something.
Yeah.
It's a novel concept, and I suppose that's the way it's going to work for those sort of FPSs in the future, because it's reasonably handy, but I just can't, my hand just, yeah.
I could see where, if you were able to get used to the control scheme, it would work really well, because it seemed to handle pretty slickly. It's just my wrist got so tired.
Jumping is kind of a pain in the ass?
Yeah, the double tap for the jumping is kind of weird.
But I don't really know how else they would have done that, though.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
The new Metroid game.
I'm just not going to play a first-person shooter on a handheld.
I figured I should try it.
Although, I understood why Metroid Prime didn't suck. I borrowed it from somebody and was playing it, but then I ended up never playing it once I actually got a GameCube.
Well, you own it.
Yeah, I know.
Metroid Prime was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't borrow it.
The whole auto-targeting feature just basically made that game tolerable and made it fun. The jumping is a little bit obnoxious in Metroid Prime.
Yeah, because you can't see your feet. Jumping puzzles everywhere. You can't see your feet. Great
idea.
That's pretty
common in first-person shooters, though.
I know, and I hate it.
Do you have any more questions?
Yeah, I think there are some more.
I saw one. Irritan999 wants to know what your policy on getting a custom item made is.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to stop doing custom items completely.
Good plan.
Let's see. Why is it that I can't find this version number anywhere?
Here, want me to do it for you?
No.
Because I know exactly where it is.
I got it. It's now 0.9301.
All right. Yeah. All he would have had to have done is go into L chat and type /0.93 and would have found it. Kevin is asking if the Clockwork Orange hentai we found was a scene from a Clockwork Orgy. No, it was totally hand drawn.
Jesus.
What's wrong with you, Riff?
The cat tried to jump in my lap and like stuck a rear claw into my leg and then started to fall down.
Ival Durf says, how can you not like Johnson? He's the prince at 90 degrees. Make him your favorite. I command it.
The Katamari Damacy cousin.
I don't remember what that one looks like.
He looks like the prince except for his head's on the side. His face is on the side.
I don't like that.
Somebody made some KOL hentai. Potato having sex with Barnacle.
That's great.
With sound effects. Schluck, schluck.
Freak said, would you do more KOL shows and answer more questions if KOL hotties started webcams? I don't think there are any.
You don't think there are any KOL hotties?
Well, there's some, but...
Yeah, of course there are some. I want to be done.
Yeah, we're pert near. We got 9 minutes.
9 minutes? I'm showing 5.
I'm showing 7. The water cooler says 7.
What? I'm going to go to time.com and figure out exactly how many we have left.
Ooh, it's apparently Ensergny's birthday show.
Oh. Hooray. Go-go birthday show. Time.gov says we have 7 minutes. Why is my clock so far back?
I'm going to play a 7-minute song, then.
Okay, so we're going to leave now?
Yeah, because we're out of questions, and I'm out of energy.
Yeah, I am, too.
So, all right.
Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. We'll be right back.
Because